This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Derby tomorrow. Which horses you like? Maybe some you don't like. We've gotten some good insight in the last 48 hours or so from Sean Zarillo of the Action Network. If you missed Eddie Olczyk the other day, by all means, go download that segment as well wherever you get your podcasts. Search BetQL Daily. Of course, we're here live every single day, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetQL Network. And you can watch as well on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. YouTube, just search Odyssey Sports. And inside your Odyssey app as well, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today and take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're up to. Yes, Derby to get into. NBA playoff game six is tonight. Can the Cavs close out the Magic on the road where they played so horribly in games 3 and 4? Can the Mavs close out the Clippers at home? A game one tomorrow between Minnesota and Denver, and a game one Monday now between the Knicks and the Pacers, plus a post-draft pre-schedule look at the NFC West in a few moments as well. It is Hawk's last day, Aaron Hawksworth's final day here on BetQL Daily.
Oh, no.
And there was slow the waterworks down, Hawk. There's somebody that we couldn't let your last day pass without you getting a chance to talk to. The coach from Monumental Sports Network, Jimmy Patsos, is on the line. Jimmy, good morning.
Aaron Hawksworth, I'm going to come out to the West Coast and find you.
I'm slightly
devastated you're leaving. Slightly devastated.
Oh my gosh, this is such a surprise. I'm such a baby. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited you joined the show. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
What are you kidding me? Honored to be on here. Always loved your energy. But Chris and Joe, they'll continue to fight, but we're going to miss you. We wish you well. We know we'll see you in brighter and better. And before you even start, Stranglehold, number 18, is my little long shot for the Derby, and I like Just Cause, number 11, Forever Young. Because you,
oh my gosh, I love it.
You're forever young. We'll always be forever young. So Forever Young from Japan comes over. It might be the first foreign horse to win the Derby.
Yes.
Man, I love that look. I liked Forever Young yesterday, and now you've convinced me that is the play. So we're off door knock, right? Because a lot of people are like him, but because of his posts, maybe not so much.
Now the early post, plus I've been there twice. It's unbelievable, the energy, but even the horses feel the pressure. You don't know which horse is just going to run normal and get around the first two turns, and then it can be a race, but it's the best 2 minutes in sports, first Saturday in May. I've been twice in person. It's unbelievable. Get in line quick. Just stay in line because those betting lines can be long. Just bet every race, as many races as you can at one time, and then go enjoy the day. But, yeah, I think it's a wide-open race, and it's exciting that it's here, and that means it's NBA playoff time too. But, Aaron, you've just been amazing. You've been fantastic, and I really do wish you the best, you and the youngster.
Oh, thank you so much, Jimmy. That means so much. We got to get your NBA playoff assessment here. I mean, what did you think of the games last night? The Knicks, man, what's the ceiling for them?
Thibodeau can coach. They're a feisty bunch. If they had Julius Randle, they could win the whole thing. But they don't have Julius Randle. Is that going to rear its ugly head? Look, I had him twice. I covered him in Washington when he had 50 and was making jumpers from all over the place. But he's more of a power mid-range guy, but they don't have him. Hartenstein's done a good job. I mean, they leave Hart open. Doc Rivers gambles a little bit. I know Brunson was on fire, so they try to get – but nobody even flew at Josh Hart at the end. He just gets a wide-open threes. They're playing really tough. But I'm going with the Pacers, and the next – I still don't know what Buddy Hield is doing with 3 seconds left, taking a shot like – like a shot you would take in a horse, but Doc, you know, the ghost of Philadelphia, to waste Embiid, it just is what it is, you know, to let Jimmy Butler walk out of that locker room when they did 5 years ago. And then Jimmy Butler, you know, speaks for himself what he's done just competitive-wise. He's a really talented guy. But it's be interesting to see what the Sixers do because they just, you know, not casting aspersions, but Tobias Harris is your second highest state player. He's just barely out there at the end. Batum, 16-year career, all that. So it's Maxey and Embiid, and Embiid's such an unbelievable player. But if they can't capitalize on it, because the Knicks are down a couple guys, and Bogdanovich is a big loss for the Knicks. I just think Tibbs and what Jalen Brunson's like the most improved. And I knew he was good, but I didn't know he was that good. Getting Hart to play the four, and even Chenzo, Miles McBride from West Virginia. I give him so much credit. But I think Carlisle, with his pedigree and the way the Pacers are playing, and they got a lot of depth and Obi Toppin's return and all that stuff, but really they got a nice team. You know, T.J. McConnell could do a little stuff, but it comes down to Halliburton and those guys and their home court. I think like last year, the Knicks do really well, but bow out in the second round again, and the Pacers go to the finals of the conference.
Okay, yeah, Knicks big favorites already for the series, -275 against Indiana. You like the dog? What about the other one in the Eastern Conference? Boston is just hanging around and waiting. Do you think Orlando pushes this to seven games tonight?
If Paolo Banchero continues, you know, what a great freshman rookie year he had, I should say. He had one freshman year. Dude, by the way, he's the guy that cut Krzyzewski to his last Final Four in New Orleans and kind of willed him there. Can Banchero continue to will this team? They only lost by one. But, look, Cleveland's got the better team. Cleveland is older. Cleveland's their time. We'll see. It's never just your time. I want to see Cleveland-Boston because I think Cleveland, with Mobley and Allen, the one albatross the Celtics have is inside play already, and then no Porzingis for a couple games. It's going to make it interesting. However, the Celtics make threes, you can't beat them. And the Celtics have a little bit of depth in Hauser and Pritchard, Al Horford off the bench. But it's their starting five, and they can score the ball, and they can shoot threes. If they don't, I mean, that was a wounded Miami team that willed themselves to win. I mean, without Jimmy Butler and what they did just to get there, that was a great matchup. The Celtics acting like they exercised their demons. That was half a team. Matt Strus, who was on their team last year and helped them, see, he's on Cleveland now, and he's a big guard. I like big guards sometimes in the playoffs, so that's one of my things back to the Knicks. They're overwhelming favorites because they think, you know, they're tough and it's New York and everybody wants them. But the Pacers have a lot of depth. The Pacers, with Halliburton, they've got some size in there. You know, they just have a little bit of a look for me. Defensively, they can match up. But can the Cavs match up defensively with the Celtics? Absolutely. The Celtics are going to try to run away with it by shooting threes. But I'll be interested to see if the Magic can bring it back as a young team. But Paolo Banchero, you wait. In another one more year, he's going to be like Brunson. He's going to be like an everyday talk-about player because he's really doing well for the Magic. But the Cavs, I have them winning, and then I think that, you know, the Celtics and the Knicks is what everybody wants, but I'm going to throw a wrench in it and say it's the Celtics and the Pacers.
Jimmy, what about on the other side tonight down in Dallas? Mavs are going to try and close out the Clippers. It's 7.5 this morning. The spread seems big for a series that has gone back and forth, has zigzagged the way it has, but the Clippers without Kawhi, even though they've looked better at times without Kawhi, didn't get much from Harden last time out, and Luka dealing with this knee that seems to be making him a little gimpy, but he had his best game of the series with that gimpy knee.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, a guy who's over 30 and is walking on the court in the playoffs, and he's got like 20, 35 games. I just, you know, I got to give, I'm not a used Kyrie Irving guy, but I got to give him credit. We had Odell Beckham this year in Baltimore for the Ravens. I know everybody watches the NFL, and he didn't have that many catches, but he was really good in the locker room, and he was good to be around, and he kept a lower profile, and I thought he really helped the Ravens secure the number one seed. Yeah, they lost to the Chiefs, but everybody loses to the Chiefs. They won 4 Super Bowls or in 5 years, whatever, 3 and 5 years for a reason. I will tell you this. Kyrie Irving has a little Beckham where it's kind of like, no more worried about pink shoes or distractions or my when's my birthday party. He's just gone about his business pretty much this year. Yeah. And sorry. Beckham went about his business. And you know what? Kyrie's gone about his business and then quietly had a good year. They picked up Daniel Gafford from the Wizards. Kyrie's passing the ball, you know, because he's super talented, having won one already. You know, I think Kyrie's found a home down there. Like, look, the drama in Phoenix, what went on with Ben Simmons and him and Harden and everybody, all those people on the Nets, crazy organization. He's just settled in. I think they win tonight. I think they actually win by a lot. I have a feeling Harden's taking that little swoon that he always does this time of year. I loved Harden. I love watching him play. He said major games, 50-pointers and all that stuff. It just seems like something goes wrong in the playoffs, and it's kind of – multiplied itself as the years have gone by. I know he didn't have any big men in Houston, but the Clippers were really, really good in January and February, but there goes the fade again, whether Kawhi can play. I just think the Dallas team's better than you think. You know, I like Green, and I know Josh Green. I've known him. He's just really a good player. Derek Jones, not just his dunk. He's a good player. Gafford does. And then there's Luka, who's special, and Kyrie, who's a unbelievable talent and a really good player that seems to have found his way. I think they cruise, and then it's going to be really interesting. Can they win the next round? Who knows? OKC is pretty good. Chet Holmgren and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they're deep. The Minnesota Denver, I'll tell you this, everyone. Last year, the people that I knew in Denver, I knew some people out there, said Minnesota played them the best. Of all the series they had last year, Minnesota played them the best. So there could be an upset pick, even though Denver's great. How's their bench? So I'm going to go out west and say, can Denver pull it out? Of course they can. They're the defending champs, but I kind of like Minnesota. I want the youngsters out west. I want an OKC versus the Thunder in the conference finals, and then them play either the Celtics or the Pacers. But I'm going to go Celtics play a young team, and that might be what they need to get over the hump. What I do like out there is, if by chance Kyrie and Luka, who are the two best, that's the best backcourt, if they could win, if they could like get by OKC, I don't know if they can, but it's kind of young versus old. All of a sudden, Luka, you know, who willed them to the finals, the conference finals, and Kyrie, who has a lot of experience and all of a sudden has grown up, but that, like, it wouldn't surprise me if it would not shock me at all if it's a Dallas Boston final, because those young teams are going to feel the pressure because you got a lot of young teams out west.
All right, I can't let you go without asking you about the Lakers. What is going to happen? I mean, I even saw a rumor Ty Lue could be the next head coach. Like, what the whole LeBron, what's going to happen with him? He doesn't want to talk about his future. What do you think ends up happening with the Lakers?
You know, I think LeBron's going to look back, and obviously everybody's going to switch teams once. It's like college. I'm down with it. But I don't like if they switch teams more than twice, you know? In other words, has Donovan Mitchell found a home? Sure. Has Jalen Brunson found a home? Sure. That's okay. I don't know if LeBron's going to look back and say, I should have stayed at Cleveland. They won one with him. Free agents were going to go there. It's an easier place to live. L.A. is not for everybody. I hope Bronny goes back to college and plays for I think Eric Musselman really makes guys better. I think Andy Enzo is a good coach, but Eric Musselman may be what Bronny needs. Stay at USC. They got some transfers. This kid Pope, who can really score from San Diego. Bronny, stay there. What LeBron does figuring out his situation, the guy's in such good shape. I mean, he's a top five player forever. I don't think Jordan's one, Kareem's two. I like Magic at the point. Bird is a power forward. Dr. J, there's some other people up there. LeBron is obviously a top player, but he's not Kareem and he's not Michael Jordan, in my opinion, because they could still carry their teams at an older age. He's struggling to do that. They have Anthony Davis. They had a pretty good team. They weren't even close. It wasn't even close. He needs help. Can you get him help? L.A. is not the easiest place to live. You know, L.A., not every pro wants to go there. There's a lot of other distractions out there. I didn't think Darvin Ham did that bad a job, but I've been reading, and everybody seems to be like it was Darvin Ham's fault. Really? Ask Frank Vogel that. You know, I don't know if it was Darvin Ham's fault. Tyrone Lue just Is that going to be the answer? I don't look. They need another player. You know, Reeves is good. They won't play Max Christie. I don't know why Rob Pelinka won't play that guy. His brother's going to be in the draft. Rob Pelinka took Christie early in the second round. Everyone thought he'd be this guy, but they're not playing him. You know, they're not playing the young guys like OKC did, or the way that the Timberwolves developed Anthony Edwards and all that stuff. They need another young. They need a young Superman or Batman or whatever to learn from LeBron. They don't seem to have it. Where he goes, who knows? Maybe he comes to Philly and helps Embiid. I don't know. The Warriors up the street have their issues. Curry is great, but everyone else is aging out. What do these guys do down the stretch? You know, I always thought maybe Curry would come to New York for a year or two. Does LeBron want to come to New York? He can play the minutes because you have to with Tibbs, but he's an unbelievably strong talent who's got a lot of titles for a reason, and he's a first-team All-NBA for history for a reason. But he needs a little help down the stretch here. You know, Durant and those guys found out they needed help. But, you know, it's as we've always said, including in our broadcasting business, it's a young person's game. That's why Aaron is forever young and will always be a star.
Look at that. Brings it full circle at the end.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. I'm going to miss you. We got to stay in touch. I have your number, so we'll finally get together.
Give me your number. I'll send you a bunch of new Under Armour stuff for us. You're an influencer. Thanks so much. It's going to be a great playoff down the stretch. Call me if you guys need me. And remember, number 18 at 21 Stranglehold. That's my long shot to win it. Goodbye.
Love it. Thank you, Jimmy. At Coach Patsos on Twitter from Monumental Sports, Jimmy Patsos. Checking in. Forever young, he says, the Japanese horse, the 11, running from the 10 post in the Derby tomorrow. And he's got one of those two. He's got those both young teams meeting in the Western Conference Finals, Minnesota and OKC. He's got Indiana upsetting the Knicks. He's got a million things we could talk about going forward. We'll get into the NBA playoffs at the top of the hour. That post-draft pre-schedule release reset of the NFC West in 25 minutes as well. On Aaron Hawksworth's final day, we get some Kentucky Derby plays. We put a bow on that before we get through this second hour here. We do that next, right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.